settle down. I am young and I am naive. Tell me something I will believe. Take me far away from this city so decay. Get away till I was 18. Only saw colors on a TV screen. Skinny jeans and sunglasses. A fashion statement for the masses. What you do makes me sick. Overhyped and generic. Shine, shine like the sun. Spread your warmth to everyone. I asked you where people die. You said we are half as on. Sliding to the sea. Landslide coming down on me. I said I was into you. You said you were into me. You never answer on the phone. With your nicotine lips and your high stone. I look for you, body on the parts. Looks like this love wasn't meant to last. You said you reap just what you sow. So tell me where does your garden grow? You said in time the pain would pass. Looks like the end is here at last.
Okay, so hello everyone, this is Elita and this is DJ Harvest, Let's Die Out Together. I don't know if you can hear me, can you hear me? This is weird. Anyways, so yeah, I'm back after like, I don't know, like 3 weeks or something, I don't know. Don't remember how many actual shows I missed, but here I am. And I started the show with Funeral Suits, all those friendly people. I don't actually have a playlist for today, so I'm just gonna wing it because, I don't know, I wasn't ready. I had an appointment today with a friend and I had to miss it because Mila got sick last night, so it was a crappy night and I didn't get any sleep at all, so didn't have any time to make the playlist for today, but I'm winging it and having fun, so this is the Dough Dusted Off.
Into ashes, what a season, how they fly high from the ground up. There is yet another fountain
Okay, so that was a dough dusted off, and I don't know what happens when I stop the music, my feedback from the mic stops, so I can't hear myself and I get paranoid that you can't hear me either, but I don't know, I guess you can because I can see that thingy moving, so yeah. And anyway, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been patient and waiting for me to come back. I actually didn't know that you guys would be there still, so it's quite lovely, and thank you Gert and Sig and Green's daughter and Andy Pandy and whoever is there listening today, or if you're listening on archive, then thank you so much. So yeah, we had a lovely time in Mexico, didn't we, Mila? Did we have a lovely time in Mexico?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was cool, wasn't it? What's happening?
happy.
Happy, okay. Oh yeah, so we're carving pumpkins later, so she's picking what pattern she wants to carve on them. She wants a happy pumpkin. Which one is a happy pumpkin? Don't know. That one? Okay, that's cool. And what else? I wanted to say something, but I don't remember. I guess I'll just play music and then if I remember what I was going to say, I'll say it.
Ha, ha, ha. I want to put it mine.
Let's see, what should I play now?
Okay. I want to put it me.
Oh, wait. I don't know. I'm in between two songs, but I guess. Yeah, I'm going to play this one because I like it.
I want to put it.
This
yeah.
is Kay Play.
I want to put it now.
For my new supplier, I used to like smoking and stop all the thinking, but I found a different buzz. The world is a curse, it'll kill if you let it. I know they got pills that can help you forget it. They bodily call it medicine, but I don't need drugs, 'cause I'm already high. Thank you. beautiful, my new supplier. I used to like smoking and stop all the thinking, but I found a different buzz. The world is a curse, it'll kill if you let it. I know they got pills that can help you forget it. They bottle it, call it medicine, but I don't need drugs. 'Cause I'm already high.
Okay, so I nearly missed my cue there. So yeah, don't remember what I was going to say. Oh wait, yeah. So I was going to tell you guys about our trip, but starting from the fact that I didn't want to come back. How weird is that? Like, I love London and stuff, but I don't know. I guess I miss my family so much, and I didn't realize that until, well, I knew that I missed them, but not how much I missed them until I was with them. You know what I mean? Don't know, it's really weird, and now I am, like, torn, and I don't know what to do because we have, like, a life here, you know? Like, not really a big, important life, but, like, things that we do and debt and stuff, so... it's weird. Like, I want to go back. My husband doesn't really. And I know that if I think through things, probably it's a better idea to stay here. But if I don't, and I feel like I need to go back. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's really weird and annoying. And I feel awful, and I've been having a lot of anxiety about it. So I don't know what's going to happen. But wish me luck. I have to, like, think a lot and see what happens. So, yeah. Also, yeah, I was like, Gert reminded me of my weird Jamaican neighbor that we had. Why? Because DJ Kumata apparently was playing reggae. And Gert says that he used to like reggae when in Jamaica, but out of the environmental context, he doesn't. And I can understand that. But yeah, when we first moved into the flat where we had the Jamaican neighbor, I thought he was really cool, and he was always singing, and I thought, yay, nice, we have like free concerts every day, and it's cool, because he was good, he was a good singer. But then I found out he was like insane, like really, really insane, and it was weird. He actually like tried to make me into like his slave or something. It was weird. Like, he tried to make me do things for him, and I was like, no, you know. It was so weird. And then he like basically told me he was like a god, and he was a million years old or something like that, and that he was like a lion reincarnated or something. He was so weird, and I don't know what I'm talking about him. So yeah, I'm gonna play the next song. This is Karen Elson, The Ghost Who Walks.
Down, it was no ordinary night in June.
We're going out. Boring. Paris, France. London town. NYC.
Okay, so that was The Pierce's Boring, and before that I played Karen Elson, The Ghost Who Walks, who I used to know about her because she was a model like in the 90s when everyone hated themselves due to models in magazines. Anyways, and yeah, she's a songwriter and she's quite good. Actually, I like her music. That was The Pierce's, and now I don't know what to do. Mila wants to make a happy pumpkin and I want to make a Jack Skellington pumpkin, so we're debating. What should we do then? Happy or Jack Skellington?
Happy.
Boo! Okay, so she wins, I guess. She always wins. What else? I don't know. What have you guys done whilst I was away? You should all, like, drop me a toot on Mastodon or Incom if you are Incom. Anyway, so yeah. What else? Don't know. I should probably just play more music because I'm thinking about the pumpkin right now. You can believe it. Anyway, so yeah, this is Santo Gold, Lights Out.
I'm someone, a person to talk to, someone who cared to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough, it's just a habit. Hey kid, you're sick. Well darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
they do it all the time. They do it all the time.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time. I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed? Cause you left me, and two, two, two for my family, and three, three, three for my heartache, and four, four, four for my headaches, and five, five, five for my lonely, and six, six, six for my sorrow, and seven, seven for no tomorrow, and eight, eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine, nine, nine for lost God, ten, 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 ten. Oh, you can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Okay, so that was Violent Femmes, Kiss Off, and yeah, so I just want to tell you guys some more about our trip. Okay, okay, cool. We traveled on an aeroplane for the first time in like 7 years, actually, yeah, and it was Mila's first time, and it was a long haul flight, as you can imagine. It was like 12 hours from London to Mexico City, and then another plane from Mexico City to Monterrey, where I'm from. And she was so amazing and well behaved, and I like had a bunch of toys and stuff in her trunky, and she didn't use most of them. She only used her Shopkins, and she was quite excited with them. And then she fell asleep for most of the flight, and she was really well behaved up until the point when we boarded the plane from Mexico City to Monterrey, because she was so tired, and they made us wait like in the runway to take off, and they wanted her to wear her seatbelt for the whole time where we were waiting. And she was like the only 3-year-old there. Well, she wasn't 3-year-old, 3 years old yet, but yeah, she was the only baby there. And okay. And yeah, she was like tired, and she cried for like a minute, and some guy shushed her, like some jerk or something, but whatever. And she was fine. And then we got to Monterrey, and we had like a lovely time with all our family. And we even got to visit my husband's birth town, which is like a beach town. So she also got to go to the beach for the first time, and it was quite exciting, and I didn't think she was going to like it, so I didn't have like my swimsuit and stuff, because she normally, when we go to like sand pits and stuff, she's like icky about the sand, and she doesn't want to get sand in her feet or hands and stuff, and she doesn't normally want to take her shoes off and all that. But in the beach she was like like a weird Moana mermaid or something. She just took off her shoes and she was running about and she wanted to go deep in the water. And I was like, no, be careful. There were fishes swimming about around her feet and she was happy about that. And she's normally like afraid of flies. So it was weird and fun as well. It was quite lovely. The beach was practically empty, so we had the whole beach to ourselves. It was very clean and very awesome. So if you want to visit a weird part of Mexico, Tampico is quite weird actually, but the beach in like non-peak seasons, it's amazing. You should go, and it's cheap and the food is great. So I don't know, maybe I'm just being weird because I had an amazing time, because before I didn't used to like Tampico that much, but I really enjoyed it and Mila did as well. So yeah. And tips for traveling with a toddler, I don't know, maybe just don't panic and don't overcompensate for the fact that they're gonna be bored, because they're probably not going to be bored, they're just going to sleep or like be excited about the clouds and stuff. So I don't know, I think we had a bunch of stuff, so we had to carry a lot of things in our carry-on bags and it was very heavy, and that made it a bit more difficult to move about in the airport and stuff. So I don't know, I'm talking too much. Ah, she shut up. What should I play now? Okay, I'm gonna play Roig Sop. What else is there?
You.
Okay, so I kind of want to apologize for playing the mocks again, because I know that I play my own music a lot, but I just, like, I have my playlist here and I saw that song and I wanted to play it. Don't know, maybe because I've been feeling a lot of anxiety lately, and that song I wrote when I was having a lot of anxiety in my life. But yeah, I actually quite like that song, not the actual production, but the song, I do, anyways. I wish, like, we could, like, go, well, not go back in time, but, like, maybe, if I were, like, rich, I would re-record those songs, just for fun, with, like, a producer that I like Quincy Jones or something. Don't know, it would be really fun. Like, not to, you know, release them, like, a record or something, but just to, like, have fun and listen to them. But those are dreams and stuff. Anyways, I only have like 15 minutes left, but it's enough time to play more music, and I just lost the song that I wanted to play. Like, I was, oh, wait, no, yeah, I lost it. Oh no, where is it? I wanted to play, no, now I don't remember what the song was. Oh, no, not this one. See, you guys are like witnessing firsthand the workings of my silly, silly brain. It doesn't work very well, but at least I try, I guess. Anyway, oh, here it is. No, it's not. Sorry. Oh, no, yeah, I found it. This is the eel's fly swatter.
Tough life.
That was Patrick Sweeney, Them Shoes, and I'm nearly out of time now, but I was just thinking about the movie Back to the Future, because I don't know why, I was thinking about the future first, like the actual future, like from, like in my life, and then I went like, this is not the future, and then I thought about the future, like in a wider sense, and it made me remember that movie. And you know how, like in the future they have, well, in the future, that's the past now. Well, whatever. They had like flying cars, and everyone thinks like the future is actually like flying cars and stuff. But in the present, in actuality, we have much cooler things like iPhones and Wii computers and iPads and like tiny cameras and stuff. And flying cars aren't really that cool because we have like airplanes and helicopters. Like, what's the deal with flying cars? Why do people want flying cars? It just seems boring to me. It's just like a way to have more traffic, but like in the air. Like, what the hell? Who wants to go in the air and have traffic in the air and like not run over like birds and stuff? I don't know. I just was thinking about that. And I don't want a flying car anyway. So yeah, that's my thinking about the future. What do you guys think the future will be like? Why do I always think the future will be like really gloomy? Don't know why. I just imagine someone dropping like a nuclear bomb, like in rural America or something. And then everyone going like a zombie and killing things and biting people's faces. I don't know. Maybe I just watch too many movies. I do. I love movies. But that's enough from me today. I'm gonna play one last song. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me today. And I thank you for that. And hopefully you'll be back with me on Thursday at the same time. But I think actually not at the same time, because the clocks go backwards. Well, is it before Thursday? Yeah, it's before. It's after Thursday, actually. Saturday or Sunday? Don't know. Well, anyway, Thursday, same time, apparently. 11:30 Universal Coordinated, which is 1:30 British Summer Time. And this is the Flaming Lips. She don't use jelly. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
She make you toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly. She likes her hair too.